Proclamation number 6519 of 9th of April, 1956. Earthly science and spiritual knowledge. Science will never be able to fathom what the Spirit from God is able to explain effortlessly. And likewise, the human being's intellect will also not be able to measure up to the working of the Spirit, i.e., those results which were gained intellectually cannot be compared to and put on a par with the knowledge which the Spirit from God imparts to the human being. For intellect, although it also testifies to divine wisdom, is a physical function which ends with the death of the human being. The soul which escapes from the body will certainly still continue to think, feel and want, yet in its darkened, immature state it will no longer be able to grasp a clear thought and will only have very little or nothing to show of its intellectual wealth on earth. Always according to its state of maturity. However, knowledge gained through spiritual working on earth remains with the soul, for it has already attained a degree of light. Otherwise the working of the Divine Spirit would not have been possible on earth. And this degree of light also signifies knowledge which it can constantly increase. In the spiritual kingdom only spiritual knowledge has value. Earthly knowledge, however, is worthless if the spiritual state is a lower one. The spiritual world, however, is nevertheless in contact with the earthly world and also seeks to guide earthly thinking right if it is approached by people for it. Then their intellect is certainly also active, but through their requests for right thinking it now also moves in right thinking, because at the same time the spirit is active, which through the appeal also has the right to intervene without exerting compulsion on the will of the human being. Then the human being will always believe to have reached the right result through his own thoughts, that is, through intellectual activity, but he must know about the relations, about the conditions and prerequisites which guarantee right thinking, and he must know that the Spirit must absolutely be working in him in order to give intellectual thinking the right direction. Such a person will also be able to transfer much of his earthly knowledge into the kingdom of the beyond and then, as likewise pervaded by light, also be able to mentally influence people on earth again if the same conditions are created, so that they entrust themselves to divine guidance. That they therefore never undertake their earthly research as well without God, that they call upon in that their work may succeed. A distinction must therefore be made between knowledge which only the intellect acquired on earth and knowledge where the invocation of God has permitted spiritual activity. Then you humans will also know which beings in the beyond possess knowledge, no matter if it is of purely spiritual or earthly nature. The fact that earthly knowledge is also fully transparent to the beings of light is beyond doubt, since a being of light possesses bright light, i.e., correct knowledge, about everything and also needs this knowledge in order to be able to help people on earth in their struggle for life. Immature beings, however, even if they were also above average thinkers as human beings, can no longer find their way around, their thoughts become confused, and if they want to communicate with human beings of their affinity they will certainly be able to do so with the help of evil powers, but they will always contradict the truth. They will only ever be able to influence the thoughts of people who are completely God-opposed themselves and believe that they can fathom everything with their intellect alone. Every being will be granted what it desires. Truth and true knowledge will be granted to those who approach God Himself for it, be it in spiritual or earthly direction. And anyone who arrogantly considers himself capable of attaining knowledge without God's help will remain in darkness. And the state of every soul in the kingdom of the beyond will be the same, where the light cannot shine, where the spirit from God could not express itself in earthly life, there it is and remains dark even in the spiritual kingdom. But whoever has received the light can now also carry it into the darkness. Unhappy the souls who receive it, who follow the sparks of light, who now turns their thoughts to God, who humbly call upon Him for light. Amen.